Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. One day after Lenin's birthday, which is the holiday that the communists celebrate, they call it today, they cover it up. You know, they took the hammer and sickle down so nobody sees their dirty work. And they call it Earth Day because they worship Mother Earth. But they never worship the creator of Earth. So, we do. And today is Sunday. So, it's a beautiful Sunday. The sun is shining, and we're going to church, and we're going to see our God. And nobody can stop us. Anyway, there's one thing you should know. There is a painting by a guy, I think his name is John Trumbull. And it's the creation of the Constitution. And Thomas Jefferson is sitting at a desk, and about three representatives are standing around him, and they're saying, Tom, you made a quillo. You know what a quillo is? See, they didn't have printers and typewriters back then. They only had the quill. So if you made a mistake, it was called a quillo. And then they said, Tom, you made a quillo. It's supposed to be separation of church and snake. We'll break for an opening tune, and we'll celebrate the great United States. One country under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all Americans. We're going to open up our show with a dedication tune entitled, Oh Happy Day, and I dedicate it to all the gospel blacks in the United States who must leave the Democrat Party because it's the party of no God, no flag, no country. Gospel blacks, You know who butters your bread. It is Jesus. You cannot be in a party of death to little children. Get out. Run, Christians, run. We're back, and next point on the map that we're going to take a look at is the 6th District of Georgia. The communists have gotten such a thrashing, and this is just the beginning, because by 2018, there's only going to be two parties in America. There's going to be the Communist Party, which is the Democrat Party, that's what they call themselves. And there's going to be the Trump Party. So, I just want you to know that. So, there's a district in Georgia that the communists want to win. Hollywood carpetbaggers are pouring millions into your little town, old Georgia's 6th District. and they must not be allowed to win. Never does Hollywood portray Southerners as decent people. All you have to do is go see Deliverance. That's their Southern report. Comedians do nothing but ridicule Southerners and keep dividing the nation. So now God's hand of justice rests on the people of Georgia 6. If you go back to Nam, you will see American pilots being tortured at the Hanoi Hilton by Cuban interrogators. One pilot was beaten so bad with hoses, they beat all the flesh off his legs. And they were just getting ready to prop up and dress up the POWs for the press. But this guy was beaten so bad, they had to kill him so that the press wouldn't see his condition. How's that? So the communists are pouring money into Georgia 6. And it is really sad because they could care less about the Southland. They mock it all the time. All the New York comedians are always mocking the South. Think about it. It is really sad. Okay, so having said that, my prayers are with the people of Georgia 6. And never forget, and those who divide us will destroy us, and they intend to destroy us. And it's really sad. You look at a guy like Bruce Springsteen. Everybody thinks he's the fake American hero. This is what Hollywood gives you as a hero. Here's Bruce Springsteen. He's singing a patriotic song. Oh, everybody join in. Born in the USA. Born in the USA. Come on, everybody. Born in the USA. Let's do the second verse now. Bruce's favorite second verse. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Oh, that's patriotic. Yeah, I'll buy that. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Before Bruce was born, Americans were dying in the Koreas to save the yellow man. It has always been to save the yellow man. There's only one prejudice in this world, and it's anti-American prejudice, and the Democrats own it all. So, having said that, we're going to break for a tune, and I'm going to dedicate this next tune to all the Latino families who are trying to do the good thing in America and to live a good American life. God bless you. You are the backbone of the country. Your names are on battlefield walls since World War I. And we shall never forget you, and we will never abandon you. Because there's no such thing as a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. But you got to get your family out of that Party de la Muerte. You got to get your family out of that baby-killing party. It is terrible. You don't belong there. You are a Viva a Cristo Rey person. And Cristo Rey resides on the other side. So vamos amigos, vaya conte fiesta. I dedicate the next tune to Latinos. It has to do with love of country and sacrifice. You know there's only a handful of Americans left that are protecting this nation. You have any idea how weak we are? If it wasn't for Trump, we'd all be speaking Russian right now.
Poderia, que a natureza. four kingdoms above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
I want to go back and to Georgia 6, because I didn't do it right at the opening. Hollywood carpetbaggers pouring millions into your little town must not be allowed to destroy your boat. These are the same dividers that for 50 years created the Southern image as seen through their spiteful eyes. Never does Hollywood portray Southerners as decent people. You see how they portray you to the rest of the nation. What's the hit movie, Deliverance? That's supposed to be the guide of all Southerners? Just see Deliverance, and that is what the media wants you to see. And comedians that do nothing but ridicule Southerners and keep dividing the nation. So now God's hand of justice rests on Georgia 6. And Trump needs your help to keep the ball rolling. Trump is America's best bet, and you can see how desperate our enemies are to stop him. It is the people and Trump against the Democrat Communist Party and the Paul Rhinos of the world. A victory for Trump is a victory for the American people. The Communists cleaned this Oscross guy up, shaved his Shiite beard, and said, "Look at our new image." He doesn't even belong in the area. He's not registered to vote in the area. A victory for Trump is a victory for the American people. If you go back to Nam and see how American pilots were tortured at the Hanoi Hilton, one had all the flesh whipped from his legs. He was tortured by Cuban interrogators. It was time to present our guys to the international press. They dare not show the beaten one, so they killed him. That tactic to this day is known as the Jane Fonda workout. Now Jane is pouring millions into the Georgia Sixth. If you love this country, protect it with your vote. The ballot is freedom's bullet. This battle is a must-win for the little guy, and to me it is more important than the Battle of the Bulge. This battle is a must-win for the little guy, and your vote for Trump's goals, is more important than you know. When you hear Bruce Springsteen sing Born in the USA, never forget his Viet Cong second verse, sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Who was sent to Nam to kill the yellow man? Were there no yellow men in South Vietnam? You know, the communists went to all the villages and killed all the province chiefs. Anybody that taught was executed. There's a story about a guy named, I think his name was Dooley. Tom Dooley. He was a doctor. Read his book. He'll tell you what communism is really about. And they killed the doctors and they killed the nurses and the nuns. Yeah. That's communism, boy. It's good business if you're the top communist. Look at Cambodia. A guy named Pol Pot wiped out the entire capital city of Phnom Penh. Killed 2 million people. They didn't bat an eye. Had tea while they were dying. You don't want to be living under communism. You can't handle it. You can't survive it. Also, you can go into South Korea, and maybe the people have forgotten how they got to survive in North Korea. But a lot of GIs died. I think it was around 49,000 who died to help South Korea get on its feet. Those were all yellow men that we helped. And here's something. When everybody plays the race card, just remind the communist that's doing the mockery that 350,000 white boys died to free the black man. Let us not forget at the sacrifice of our American brothers and sisters on both sides of the flags. So anyway, this battle is a must-win for the little guy. Americans have been fighting communism since we saved Korea from Kim Il-nuk and left a prosperous free South Korea. Georgia 6th, God be with you. We need your victory. Those who divide us will destroy us. And those who intend to take your guns away also intend to kill you. We'll go for a break, and then when I come back, we'll talk about O'Reilly. Yeah. Couple of footnotes. Have you noticed by now that the Democrats always label their enemies in two categories? They're either fascists or they're Nazis. But they never accuse anybody of being a communist. Now, why is that? That's because that's who they are. And they have to protect that title. Unbelievable. You heard that gospel music? There's a lot of gospel people out there. They love Jesus. They sing to Jesus. They shout to Jesus. They don't belong in the Democrat Party of Death to little children. You go to YouTube. I got a site up there. It's called Save the Kids. And as I was creating that, it's a quick 3 minutes. As I was creating it, I noticed abortion clinic of buckets. And I put them in the... I put them in the Save the Kids video. The one that stood out, there's two that always constantly haunt me.
You ready for
one
a walk?
One bucket had the head of a black boy. And he was fully grown. It's unbelievable. The head looked like 2 years old. And the other one, and then I noticed that because I had focused on that one photo. But what I didn't notice at the time, which you can see in the video, is that his bucket was surrounded by other buckets and babies in those buckets. I think that these so-called, it's my body people, were made to go through a Democrat chop shop. After they vomited, they would be out of that game. You cannot kill 4,700 American kids a day and not answer to God. So who's killing them? Those who don't believe in God? It is really sad. The other picture that really got me, they showed a girl that had just been aborted. Fully grown. As a matter of fact, they laid her out in such a way she looked like she was asleep. She was beautiful. She was Latino. I called her Linda Mujer. Beautiful lady. She had hair. And she will never be a beautiful lady. Because somebody made money on her eyes and her lungs and on her genetic makeup. That's not right. That's murder. The Germans did less than what we are doing. Hitler killed 6 million Jews in 6 years. We've passed that. We beat Hitler. It is really sad. Okay. Enough said. My topic right now is, why did the communists wait till now to get O'Reilly? They could have gotten him any time. Why two competing networks join together to brainwash Americans and tell the same lies? Is Fox News getting ready to sell out to the communists? Could Jeff Bezos be the new owner of Fox News? If Fox News was the non-war, they would have dinks in the wire. The number one dink is Howard Kurtz, who delivered the coup de grace on a Sunday before the news broke. If I had a 20-year employee who built me a fortune and made me number one, I surely would never sell him out. Innocent or guilty, I would not cast him adrift under pressure from communist competitors who want me destroyed also. Surely a mole, a dirtbag like Howard Kurtz would never be allowed to ship him. This also serves as a heads up to conservative talk show hosts being knocked off one by one. An old timer named Bob Grant, everybody loved him. He was our generation. They got him on the race card. Race card's a big card. Communists know how to play cards. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. Think about that. Once the communists control the lie unchecked, they get to create outcomes. Race cards and sex cards dismember all enemies. Surely you can see with the good eye there is a communist takeover in the USA. It was coming along so smoothly. Then God came to Donald Trump in a dream and said, wake the heck up. You will have no country in 8 years if you don't erase the evil conducted by the party of death to little children. We will never be free again. You want to play race cards? Name one candidate of color on the Democrat platform. You can't. All the suckers bought were two old white geezers on Social Security. That's all you could choose from. And every time I see Bernie Sanders and his followers, I see fools following a Pied Piper. Bernie said he'd be on the convention floor fighting for them. But instead, he took his orders from Hillary, turned over his slaves to the Democrat Party, and bought a $625,000 third socialist home. And they still are eating him up, Bernie. And talking that Bernie's going to start his own party. Do it, Bernie. Go ahead and do it, Bernie. Here's what really happened. The Demo Camos thought the election was in the bag. The Rhino Rats knew they couldn't win and took more time off. Then Shazam, Trump got to the people. And I love what he's doing this week. He's going to visit the people that like him. instead of having to swallow food and look at communists. Yeah, Trump got to the people. He was like the Scarlet Pimpernel. He was here, he was there, he was everywhere. Every time you turned on Fox, his plane was pulling up to a hangar full of local God and country Americans. 20,000 here, 30,000 there, and he made his presence felt. He has done more in 100 days than the entire House and Senate has done in 8 years. Where are they now? Oh, they're coming back from break. So he made his presence felt. He has 100% opposition from the losers in the party of death. God only knows how many rhinos sell him out every day. But here's the facts, folks. There are only two parties left on the battlefield. The Communist Party and the Trumpeteers. And as polls say tonight, 98% of everybody who supported Donald Trump still support him. And Trump outworks all of them. When you hear the communists knocking Trump, keep in mind they were against him then and are against him now. They still can't get over how great he did. They give their MBS, that's make-believe Shiite, polls. Trump is losing. If Trump is losing, we are losing. And we are more closely linked to Trump today than ever before. And we see the obvious, which is a total communist movement to stop, not Trump, it's to stop you and me. Because we're the last final protecting line. And that's the truth. And that's who they want. And they complain about his tweeting. Do you know what they're doing now? They go to the tweets to get his statements so that they can make news. Unbelievable. The residents of Hawaii are going ballistic, screaming Trump is going to get us all nuked. And here's a stat statistic from Hawaii. They're all Democrats. And their last two senators were World War II war heroes who voted to burn the flag that drapes the coffins of their buddies who are passing away. So that goes to show you, when you're a Democrat, it's party over country. When you're with Trump, it's country first. And so Hawaii is afraid that they're going to get nuked. What did they think was going to happen? Everybody was going to sing Kumbaya. Did you ever see the posters that the North Koreans put up showing the missiles going into the White House? I got them. If I find them, I'll put them up on my next... I'll put them up on this show. So, we're now facing a nut named Kim Il-nook. And when he gets the big one, you're getting it. This guy killed his uncle, his brother, and wife, plus her musical band. Just keep pouring water on that protest sign so it doesn't ignite. Kim's global warming starts at 5,000 degrees. Imagine that, he killed his wife and the band. Why, a piano player, let me hear you tinkle. Tinkle the plant. Shoot him. Shoot him! Drummer boy, play drum. No, like this, that, that, that. You don't know that? Shoot him! Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Kim's global warming starts at 5,000 degrees. So that Earth Day is nothing more than a celebration of Lenin's birthday. And one day it will revert back to Lenin's birthday. On that day you'll know. You are now part of the slave market. All American God and country people are under attack. Two conventions ago, the Democrats threw God out by vote and cover up. Go to YouTube. You'll see the mayor of Los Angeles calling the roll. They had to make three tries to keep God in, and it failed. Get rid of them. We don't need them. We need our weed. We need free tuition. We need 30 years on mom's insurance. We need 40 years in the basement. Take care of us. We're the needy. Unbelievable. So, all American God and country people are under attack. Two conventions ago, they threw God out by vote and cover up. You can see it on YouTube. You cannot be a friend of God and stay in the baby killer party. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me. He saw the Democrats. He also said, what you do to the least of my people, you do unto me. Americans of conscience, Christians, gospel blacks, and Latino families must abandon the party of death and come back to life. By the end of today, 4,700 Americans will be hacked into pieces and sold for parts. Part of the money will go under the table to politicians to buy their votes. Planned Slaughterhood is now a funded government agency. When you take taxpayer money, you are a government-funded agency. Today, Planned Slaughterhood will destroy 3,000 American babies, 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. Have you ever toured a Democrat chop shop? First thing to remember is that you are under siege today, whether you realize it or not. The media controls many minds. A word to the conservative pro-American talk show hosts. Get together and unite to save the country and your show. So why did the communists wait till now to take out O'Reilly? Is this the beginning of the offensive offensive? And then we have a little late-breaking news. The Great Divider is back. Maybe now he can tell us how he and his communist press managed to cover up all his losses in Afghanistan. Bush could not hide one from the communist press. Every night at supper time, they had mics stuck in a mother's face. How does it feel to know that your son died under George Bush? But the same press that gave you good coverage on Bush's losses hides all Obama's losses. And no one knows how many Americans Obama killed in Afghanistan. And here's how he covered up. 2,000 dead. 20,000 wounded. Many limbless bodies shredded to pieces of meat, torn apart by Iranian copper lug IDs. Paid for in cash by Obama, faster than a Benghazi rescue. How can you cover up the loss of 22,000 and not see a headline? You know how he got away with it? He's very clever. Communists are very clever, because you know what? They have no rules, no God. No conscience. He and his media rats have reclassified American boys and girls as NATO troops to be identified later. And later never came. And everybody thinks they're buried in Holland. So those are the facts, folks. The worst president in American history. 8 years lost. Just look at your life. Go back 8 years. It was all wasted. Wasted on a president who hates your guts, who hates your country, who hates your flag, who hates your national anthem. And you're licking his boots. Lattes for everybody. So thanks, for attending a Sunday Mass with me today. And we got you. From now on, you're all Catholic.
it finished?